It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. What a show I have lined up for you today. I have two health experts that are going to be able to teach you to have vibrant health. And, you know, once you have vibrant health, you don't have to worry about pandemics. You don't have to worry about, some disease going to attack you, because you've learned how to use the body and what to eat and how to cook so that you have this vibrant health, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy way of showing up in the world. I mean, how cool is that? Why worry about all these pandemic things going around? You know, and even if you catch some kind of a cold or a flu or corona or something, more than likely, it's going to be very mild for you because you've built your immune system. You're in a place where you're feeling good. You have a lifestyle that's right. You're creating health and wellness in your life. By the way, no matter where you are, okay, I'm speaking to you. If you're somebody that right now you're kind of worried, you're a little overweight, maybe you haven't exercised for a while, it's okay. We're going to give you the tools and the strategies and the simple ways today that you can really take your life to the next level. How cool is that? So I really believe that when you can change your mind, you know, right now, right this second, you can say, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to sit, I'm going to connect, I'm going to learn what I need to learn to be able to change my mind around and start to put in some really healthy, vibrant thoughts around food, around eating, around health and wellness. Listen, we have a society that, 60% is obese right now, something like that, and we wonder why we have such a health crisis going on. It's no wonder. You know, we haven't learned how to use the body and how to eat right. You know, a lot of people dig their grave with their mouth. Don't let that be you. Listen to this show. It's a great show. And like I said, I got two amazing health experts that have come on that'll teach you the simple ways to really make the adjustments you need. All righty. Now take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market,
then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So he is called The Courage to Have Vibrant Health, and I have my in studio right now. Her name is Sarah Banta. She is a health coach, a natural supplement and frequency based technology expert, and a busy mom of three. She completed her undergraduate studies at the University of Stanford with a degree in economics and psychology. And then she went on to graduate from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the Invincible Wellness System. Her journey in health has led her to study Ayurvedic healing modalities, Chinese herbology, fitness nutrition, frequency-based technologies, supplemental technologies, and so much more. Sarah Banta, welcome to the show today. It's a good day to talk about health.
Absolutely, Ken. Thank you so much for having me, and you're a testimonial to what I do.
Well, listen, I am a testimonial to what you do. I've lost about 15 pounds and I'm feeling more vibrant than I have in quite a while. And that's a testament. Same thing with my wife. She's on the same program right now and we're doing well with it. You know, boy, do I ever love being on a lifestyle program that I don't feel hungry. You know, that's cool. So makes a lot of sense. Well, listen, before I jump into, the details about how we should be eating and what we can eat to really have vibrant health. Tell me a little bit about your story, Sarah. How did you get on this path of nutrition? I mean, you went from, economics and psychology into the nutritional field. What led you there?
You know, I would never have thought that I'd be in this position. I graduated from Stanford thinking I was going to go be a stockbroker or somewhere in the financial realm. And then I went into real estate, got married. And, you know, when you're younger, you get away with a lot more as far as your food goes. But I was always a picky eater because some things just didn't feel right when I was younger. And I was tagged as the picky eater in the family. But I went along, and after three pregnancies, you know, pregnancy definitely takes a toll on your body. And as that happened, my body just started saying, I give up. I can't do this anymore. I had gut issues. I was on the verge of Crohn's disease. I had hormonal issues, PCOS. I had a hard time getting pregnant. And then when I did, I had major issues and I had these spasms during my second pregnancy, which I thought were actual early contractions, and they were just my intestines spasming. I had constipation, adult acne, hair falling out, whole bunch of issues. And Western medicine, there's a place for it. But for me, it was not giving me answers. So I found a natural practitioner and he used a machine called the SCIO machine, which scans your body for 10,000 items. And that was my first introduction to frequency-based healing, where not only does it tell you what's wrong with you, where your hormones are, where your gut is, do you have what's called leaky gut? What diseases are you facing? What viruses, bacteria, or any foreign pathogen that might be wreaking havoc in your body? It tells you all of those things, but then it cancels those negative things out with frequencies. And as I continued on, it was like peeling an onion. You heal one thing and you've got something else going on. As I was on my journey with health, my son at the time, my eldest, was 9 years old, and he was leukemia essentially came up on the scan. And of course, it's your mom's worst nightmare. And I looked at him and he looks at me and he goes, Mom, I don't know why you're worried. You're going to fix me. And at that moment, with tears being held back, because I didn't want him to know that I was afraid, I said, yes, I am. And so I just started doing research and research, and it was my passion. I was not going to stop, and I was not putting him through chemo. I was not going to do the traditional thing. And we did a live cell blood test where you put the blood underneath a microscope, and we saw cancer cells everywhere. So we started using supplements, cleaned up his diet. One of the supplements was the accelerated silver I had, and within a year got him retested, and I knew he was getting better because his energy was better. He was performing better in school, and his energy with his friends were better. We got him retested, and not only were the cancer cells gone, but the blood was beautiful. There were...
That's a real testimonial to not only what you do today, but it was great to hear that's how you got started, because, you know, you made that promise to your son, I'm going to heal you. And but no matter what, I figure as a mom, you know, it's like, yeah, I know as a dad, if I gave that guarantee to my son, I would just do everything I could to make sure that that happened. Listen, I've got to take a quick break, but I want to get into the steps that a person needs to do to start on that healing journey. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KiraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Sarah Banta, and our show today is The Courage to Have Vibrant Health. You know, I remember in my life growing up, Sarah, as I was flashing back during this break, that... I grew up in a family that had meat and potatoes and overcooked vegetables and lots of sugar. Mm-hmm. By the time I was 12 years old, I had my mouth full of cavities. It took me years to get rid of the mercury in my body. I had a lot of childhood undiagnosed illnesses. They would have been diagnosed today as ADD, ADHD, and probably malnutrition, a lot of things like that, which really impacted my learning and impacted who mm-hmm. I ultimately became early on in life. So I'm really glad that, you know, we have ways to do that. In fact, let me just finish that story. So my mom, my dad, my grandmother, brothers and sisters all became obese. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow another path. And the reason I tell that it's important is because we all came from the same genes. Right. And a lot of people think genes have something to do with this. Well, maybe they have a little bit. You have preponderance to go a different way, which I did. But I said, you know what? I'm going to change around. I'm going to educate myself and figure this out. That's why I'm bringing you on and my next guest on, because the education is so important. First step for me with your program was detox. Let's talk about that. Why detox? Why is that the first step? maybe that's not the first step. I don't know, but it was for me.
Well, what's so crazy is we are living, you're just describing your childhood. And back then, we did not need to detox like we do now. I mean, not only do we have the threat of the GMOs but infiltrating our whole food system, whether you're eating organic or not, the GMOs and the glyphosates are getting into the even the organic foods. But we have the increased threats of heavy metals, the exposure to EMFs and smart meters and 5G. And we've got all of these toxins that we're needing to get out of the sales constantly. And one thing that is a problem is that we are all iodine deficient. 96% of the United States is iodine deficient. Now, why is that important? Because when the cells don't have the proper amount of iodine in them, the toxins like bromide, fluoride, heavy metals, and even chlorine get into those receptor sites. And then what happens? It causes cancer or dysfunction or metabolic disease. There are four times the amount of iodine receptor sites in breast tissue as there are in the thyroid. People think of iodine, we need iodine for our thyroid, for our metabolism. Yes, we do. But four times the amount of iodine receptor sites are in the breast tissue. And if you're deficient in iodine, you're going to collect heavy metals and toxins in that tissue. And then it's going to lead to cancers, not just breast cancer, but prostate cancer. All cancers typically are from heavy metals or toxins in those cells. So number one, I would say, is iodine. Everyone is deficient unless you're taking a supplement. And most of those supplements are filled with contamination because they're coming from waters that have been contaminated from nuclear explosions. So what's the irony there is you're taking a supplement to combat heavy metals and radiation, but that has them in there. So I do carry one that is called Acceleridine, that is monoatomic, pristine, scalar charged, which we had talked about a little bit, where it is kicking out the heavy metals and the radiation, non-ionizing and ionizing, and you need to get that into the cells and kick out some of the toxins.
So, Sarah, I have a question. I have a question for you. Will iodine alone kick out the heavy metals, or is there other processes that somebody needs to do? Because anyway, go ahead.
Great question. So I recommend the supplement called Nuke No More, which it zeroes out, and it has been proven to zero out non-ionizing and ionizing radiation within 1 to 2 bottles. And you really only need that 1 to 2 bottles unless you're exposed to a lot of radiation again and again. But once you do that, and then you take the Acceleridine to keep kicking out the heavy metals and the radiation, you're good to go. So
And I want to be really clear with our audience. You know, we're not prescribing medicine. We're just talking about some of the herbal supplements that you can take that will help accelerate your process of being able to detox the body of some of these heavy metals and some of the other chemicals that have been put in by the eating or by, you know, injections or whatever else you got, right?
Okay. Yes, all of my supplements are all natural, and most of them are the top ones we're talking about right now have been infused with scalar frequency. So what does that mean? It is combating the negative frequencies in your body in addition to giving you the supplement that it is carrying as well. So it's really effective, and the iodine, the Acceleridine, is 100% bioavailable into the cells, where most iodine supplements are not, because they're attached to another molecule where your body needs to break it apart to use that iodine. And getting iodine from iodized salt, it doesn't work. First of all, the salts usually have plastics in it, microplastics. So you're giving your body toxins, and you want to make sure you're eating a really nice, clean salt. I do carry one that's the Accelerated Ancient Salt, and it's scalar charged as well. But even a Himalayan salt or Redmond salt, those salts are much better than the typical table salt. So that would be step number one.
Okay, that's very good. You know, one of the things that just listening to a show this week, one of the doctors, I wish I had his name, I don't, came on and was talking about type 2 diabetes, saying that type 2 diabetes is really a disease that we can't process carbohydrates, right? And yet a lot of times they prescribe carbohydrates like an insulin, right? To jack your, you know, to heal the body, which kind of doesn't make a lot of intuitive sense to me. I'm not an MD by any means, but so what do we do to start to heal this body at, you know, once we start after the detox? What's next step?
It's a great question, and it doesn't make sense because I have a type 1 diabetic niece, and they prescribe her to eat 45 carbs every meal, which doesn't make sense. She doesn't have the insulin to combat or take care of the carbohydrates, but you're supposed to eat carbohydrates. So the number one thing, eat a low carb diet. And I try to tell my clients, you want to keep your carbs under 20 grams a day. And you focus on eliminating the sugars, the vegetable oils, the breads, and the processed carbs immediately. You focus on eating green vegetables, organic animal protein, such as eggs, beef, chicken, lamb, wild fish, bison, the wild meats. And you add in the healthy fats such as olive oil, avocados, nuts, coconut oil to satisfy you. Now, when you do that, you are going to feel satiated. Now, what makes it easier is a keto supplement that kicks you into ketosis within 30 minutes. And what that does is it makes you feel like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I'm not craving my sugar or my carbs. My appetite's gone. And when your appetite's gone and your body's burning ketones, which your body can turn your own body fat into ketones for energy, you are reducing inflammation throughout the body. You're giving your brain and your cells a different fuel source. Instead of glucose, it's now burning fat for fuel. So then what does your brain say? It says, oh my gosh, well, I don't need to eat. I've got thousands of calories of fat on my body to use or snack on throughout the day. I don't need to continually eat to fuel my body.
And you know, it's the weirdest thing, but you know, when those ketones are in the system, because I'm learning about this myself, you just don't get hungry. It's just bizarre, and you don't need as much food, and you don't care. I mean, you're just doing your thing. You're doing your life. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We get back. I'd like to dive into how to build the immune system right now during this time. There's so many people want to know that. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before.
by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. You know, this is such an important topic, our health, and being able to have vibrant health in today's world where there's so many people that are struggling with health challenges of all kinds. It's just, I've never heard of anything so crazy. As you turn on the news, there's some new health challenge. Of course, there's the main health challenges that we're fighting, the virus and the coronavirus and things associated with that. But it's just, it's incredible what's going on out there. How would you not like to have to worry about that? How would you like to be able to take your body and be able to have a vibrant, healthy body all the time? Well, that's what we're talking about today. And so my guest today is a lady that really doesn't want you to treat the symptoms anymore. She wants you to get to the cause. And if you can do that, your life's going to get different. Before I get to her, I just want to say this. I want to thank all of my audience out there for subscribing to our YouTube channel and for giving us likes and following us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Just thank you so much for doing that. We're getting this message out in the world, how you can live with a vibrant mind and a vibrant health in all areas of your life. It's an important message. So thank you for getting it out there. You can get all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. And if you want to email me direct to give me a question or a comment, it's viewer, V-I-E-W-E-R, at voicesofcourage.us. And by the way, while you're thinking about Ken Foster, think about my new book. It's out. It's called The Courage to Everything. You can get it at couragetochange.us. All right, back with my guest, Sarah Banta. She's, again, a health coach. She is an expert in nutrition and health. Sarah, boosting the immune system. How are we going to do that?
A couple tips. And I want to first say that from a scan, I know I've been exposed to the virus. I know my body has been exposed. Have I felt any symptoms? No. So what I do works. And the number one thing I mentioned with my story with my son was the accelerated silver. It is now new and improved accelerated scalar silver. And this devitalizes all foreign pathogens, including viruses and bacteria and others as well. It's anti-inflammatory. And we all know that disease loves inflammation. Metabolic diseases, whether we're talking about heart disease or fighting a virus, it's caused or worsened by a state of inflammation. So the whole point is to reduce inflammation throughout the body. And that is also where a low carb diet comes in and healing what's called leaky gut. So number one step would be taking the accelerated scalar silver that is going to boost your immune system. It uses the Tesla scalar technology to cancel out the negative frequencies in the body and devitalize those viruses, bacteria, and all the foreign pathogens. And then we want to go in and heal that leaky gut. And I mentioned before, going on a more low-carb ketogenic diet, you can use the accelerated keto to get there without the with more appetite control. But what that allows you to do is to intermittent fast, meaning that you're only eating within a shorter window of, say, 4 to 8 hour period. And when you're not eating, it's like Pac-Man. Your body says, okay, I'm not digesting food. Let's go after all of the disease cells in my body, the cancer cells, and clean it all up like Pac-Man. And that's a process called autophagy. And so it's cleaning up the disease cells. So you want to squeeze your food window into that short period of time. that is also going to start healing what's called leaky gut. Leaky gut is when you've got holes in your intestinal walls and your immune system flares up and says, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on. Let's have a huge inflammatory response. And it may turn into Crohn's disease or IBS, but it may also just turn into dementia, ADHD, Alzheimer's, brain diseases, depression, anxiety, and then you can have inflammation even in arthritic pain. All of that is sourced from leaky gut. So how do we heal it? We take a supplement called Ion Gut Health, and that goes in and patches up your intestinal walls. And then your body's able to make its hormones and make all of the good things it needs to make and absorb the nutrients you are taking in the gut. Because when you have a leaky gut, your body, you're not even absorbing the nutrients you're taking in. So you heal that leaky gut, you reduce the inflammation throughout the body, and then you feed the body the proper nutrients with a low carb, higher fat, moderate protein diet. And I'm sure our next guest is going to show you some great ways to cook with that and do it in a beautiful way. But you also can take probiotics to help heal the gut and give your body the proper nutrients to make the microbiome be where it needs to be. 80% of our immune system is in the gut. And then with that as well, the Acceleridine Iodine, it kills and devitalizes viruses, bacteria, and boosts the immune system as well.
That's great. I'm just thinking about two things. Number one, I want to go ahead and we want to know how to get a hold of you. So we'll put that up on the screen again. And number two, frequency-based health technologies. Now, this is really cutting edge. A lot of people are like, what is frequency based? Is it woo woo? Is it something about energy or what is this? But it's the cutting edge leading technology that you can let go of all your old ways of thinking, because this stuff is for real. It's here. It's coming out in greater and greater ways. And let's talk about it. Sarah, give me an explanation of how frequency based healing technologies work.
Well, the simplest way I can explain it to someone is, you know, when you walk into a room and either your energy gets boosted up by the people that are standing right there, or it just gets drained and you feel awful and no one has said anything. That is energy working. You're putting off your own energy. You walk into the market and you have all these people saying hi to you because you have a smile on your face and you're putting out good energy, or you, no one contacts you or looks at you, and that's because you're putting off negative energy or frequency. So that's the simplest way to describe it. But on my website, you can find and read about multiple different healing modalities, one being the Amp Coil, one being the new Genius app, which I am so intrigued by. You put it on your smart device, your cell phone, you carry it around, you scan yourself with voice. So you speak into it. It scans your voice frequencies, can identify any foreign pathogens that you are fighting. It can tell you where your hormones are, if your brain is overloaded, if your serotonin's low, if you're not sleeping well, if your beta, theta, or alpha brain waves are off. It tells you everything. It's the most amazing thing.
That's almost like sci-fi stuff, Sarah. I mean, that's pretty amazing that technology is here today. I can speak into my microphone. Somebody's listening to me right now going, can you have the potential for this amazing result in your health?
Well, you think it's voodoo until you try it and you say, no one knows this about me except for this app that's coming up and it's telling me exactly how I'm feeling. What's so great about this this technology is there's a 15-day trial, so people can try it out for free to see if it actually works for them, and then they can decide. But then I also have a rest shield and a home shield where you have those things placed in your house and it puts a bubble around your home to protect you from EMFs and other negative frequencies. And right now with the threat of smart meters and 5G, we've got an uphill battle. Is it gonna negate it totally? No, nothing is. But it's just like those little patches you see people put on their cell phones to protect themselves from the EMFs. This is protecting your whole household.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I think, you know, it's a lot of that technology coming out today. You know, it we used to be we got to block EMFs, they're bad, blah, blah, blah. Now it's more about harmonizing, you know, creating a harmonious environment where the EMFs can flow through, but they're not in a form that can actually impact us in a negative way. So I love that about EMF technology. Well, listen, man, I got to go. Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show. At least I got to go in this segment. We got two more segments coming up, so you don't want to miss that. Sarah, thank you so much again. I hope you'll come back and share more wisdom and knowledge with us.
I will always be back, Ken. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll do a show wrap-up too, so I know you're going to stay up for the end of the show for that. So, all right, listen, I'll be right back, and I have my next guest coming in. You won't want to miss this because we can give you the formulas of how to heal, but then if you're not cooking right, if you don't know what to put in your body on a daily basis, it's probably not happening for you. Stay tuned. You're going to find out what that's all about.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, what an amazing show I've had so far today. I think you're getting some insights on some new ways to really heal and getting outside the box. You know, I like people to see the unseeable because we haven't seen some of these things and know things that we've never known before. Therefore, we can do impossible things that a lot of people just think is impossible, right? You like heal your body even after you've gone through chronic illness for many years. That is possible. But of course, they don't tell you it's possible, but it is possible. And I'm bringing in the experts to tell you and teach you how to do that. Show today is the courage to have a vibrant health. My next expert is Melissa Curry. She has been a health and nutritional specialist for the last 25 years. She believes that everybody deserves to be healthy and have a vibrant health and a vibrant lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Melissa, we've known each other for, I'm so glad we finally got you on the show. It's welcome to be, welcome.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. And you and Judy do so much. Scott and I just enjoy you guys and who you are and the contribution and difference that you make. So thank you.
Well, we enjoy your husband, Scott, too, and give him a shout out for us, too. He's probably wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for him.
It wouldn't. You got it.
That's it. So. Well, okay. You know, you've been certified through Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You've been certified in E. Cornell University, and you've got a lot of background, 25 years experience to be honest, with helping people to have vibrant health. How'd you get started in this? What was your story?
That's hilarious because teaching healthy cooking is nothing that I would have ever dreamt was possible in my life. I mean, I grew up in Kansas on a farm and my mother was an amazing cook. And you can be there with me now. It's a blistery, wintry day and I'm sleeping in my warm bed and my mother's cooking up a storm for breakfast and I wouldn't get out of bed to help her. So that meant when I got out on my own and went to school, I could burn water and I ate out all the time. So I went and I got a couple of degrees as a paralegal. I worked in a law office and I hated it. And I love people making a difference and contributing. So I read a book called Fast Food Nation. And at that point, I'm going to be vegetarian, but I didn't know how to cook. So I became a carbitarian and I mostly ate pasta and I ran marathons. And then as my journey of wellness continued, I met my amazing husband and he and I opened up a clinic here in San Diego 16 years ago. And we decided like food is medicine. My family tree, you name it, we've got it. I've had aunts die in their 50s with diabetes. We mentioned that earlier. Cholesterol. My mother has 3 stents. She was on high blood pressure medicine. My father passed of cancer. Stomach cancer, my sister's stomach problems. And so I was on that path of eating foods that were taking me down the slippery slope of medicine. And so when I learned how to cook and that food could be my medicine, I thought, well, cooking doesn't have to be hard and arduous. You can make delicious, healthy meals for your family in a short amount of time. And that's my specialty is delicious, healthy meals that are like 5 minutes or less to prepare.
Well, because of you, 20 years ago when we first met and my wife got involved with you, you know, I have those healthy cooked meals all the time on what I consider the highest grade pots and pans in the world, which came from you. But, you know, there's a challenge. You know, things are going quick, even though we slowed down, things are still moving fast. I don't know. You know, what's the best time-saving tips for preparing healthy meals? And I see you're in your kitchen today, so I hope you're going to show us a little bit here.
I'd be happy to. but, you know, it's really planning and preparation. You know, sometimes that's the thing is getting to the store, making sure your kitchen's ready. One of the tips that I do is when I get home, instead of just putting my groceries in the refrigerator, I actually wash them and scrub them and get them ready. So if I want to make a salad, it takes me less than 3 minutes because everything is prepped and ready. Then having the right tools. You know, it's like building a house or typing a letter. You wouldn't type it with a typewriter, but yet we do things like our ancestors do in the kitchen. So they're time consuming and arduous. So getting things like, you know, I like Vitamixes. I like a good knife set. I love my Salad Master, which I'm going to use for you shortly. And then, you know, just getting creative, like being able to do things from frozen to finish. So prior proper planning prevents poor performance. You know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And the kitchen is no different. So having that preparation, the mindset is so important, right? It's if we tell ourselves we can't do it or it's too hard, then we're never going to shift. So shift your mindset.
You just shifted my mindset by preparing food when we get home from the grocery store. I never thought of that. Now, my wife probably already does that, but I'm learning with you. So let me ask you this. You know, when we're eating, like what's the order to eat in? Is there an order that we should be eating or does it matter? Like, can we have the Hershey bar first and then the salad next? What do we do here?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I actually do get asked that a lot. I always tell people follow your path, right? You don't have to make big incremental shifts to get healthier, well, or have more energy or lose weight or fight off diet related diseases. You really, if you get, I call it earth to hand to mouth, Ken. If I can take it from the earth, the less people that touch it, the better, right? Put it in my hands, cook it, and then eat it, it's going to be great. And so wherever you are, we start with baby steps to health, right? So the food can make a difference. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation, right? Tracking what you're eating. I use my Fitness Pal every day and I can see what causes my weight to spike or my muscle to go up or my fat to go up. And, you know, I choose those days wisely. Those are, I don't call them cheat days. I got this from a friend of mine. I call them days where you get to, you know, just have life and do whatever you want and enjoyment. So call them joy days instead of cheat days.
Oh, I love that. Joy day. that's funny, man. Well, okay. So frozen food, fresh food, preparing meals, you know, do we have to have everything fresh? Can we froze it? Can I have frozen foods? What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And you know, when I grew up in Kansas, right? Things have to be, we get snow in the winter, so things get transported from this beautiful space in California, and they get plucked off the vine before they're ripened, and they ripen on the way to our stores. So oftentimes, depending on where you are in the world, because I know you're worldwide, Ken, would determine what you would want to eat. So frozen vegetables are actually ripened on the vine, pulled off, frozen right away. So they can sometimes be really nutrient dense. Whereas if you're in California or someplace tropical where you can get fresh produce year round, eat from the farmer's markets, right? Eat those things. Don't eat canned food. Canned food is basically dead, and it has unwanted things coming in from the can and the process. So canned food, no bueno.
Basically, what I grew up on was canned food. I didn't know asparagus was actually bright green until I was in my 20s. So yeah, I understand. I know. Anyway, I gotta take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Melissa Curry. I want to talk again with you about a boosting immune system, and then I want you to show us how to prepare a really fast meal if you can.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. That was quick, wasn't it? Okay, listen, I want to give a shout out real quick to couple of my friends. We just started up with Binge TV and with Las Vegas TV Network and with Roku. So I want to welcome all the viewers that are on those platforms. Thank you for joining us. That brings us to a total, I think, of 12 networks right now in 250 plus countries. About 165 countries, 250 stations. So that's really cool. Thank you for all your support and all you do. Again, you can get the replays at voicesofcourage.us. Listen, I'm talking with Melissa Curry. She is an expert in health and nutrition. She's been in the field for over 25 years. She has some amazing tips to help us to really take your eating and how you're preparing things to the next level. Melissa, okay, so immune building foods. What are we going to use here?
Well, you know, foods are medicine, right, Ken? You guys, we've been talking about that all day. So if you take, and there's really 18 immune boosting foods, and they're like, we know them: garlic, ginger, spinach, broccoli, cruciferous vegetables. People go, what's a cruciferous vegetable? Cabbage, cauliflower, things that look, I always like to think of the food looks like the part of the body that it helps enhance. So sweet potatoes, right? Beta carotene, they're totally immune boosting. This time of year, we're coming up in our autumn season. So pull out those squashes, the butternut squash, which is orange in color. Spaghetti squash, instead of loading your body with those unwanted carbs that equal weight, right? Get a spaghetti squash out and cook that. Almonds, sunflower seeds. I mean, the sky's the limit. You'll notice I haven't said anything processed or canned, right? So really focus on those fresh produce things. And then combine them, you know, papaya, watermelon, make watermelon juice. Start your day out juicing with some celery. I helped my mother, my 70-year-old mother, get off of her high blood pressure medicine. Once they say you're on it, You're on it for good is what they tell you, right? But she made a green drink in the morning to alkalize her body. And it like spinach and kale, cucumbers, zucchini. Cilantro is a great blood cleanser. Add to that some Swiss chard. And then I use frozen cantaloupe. I stay away from the sugary things because that makes us really acidic. And I made it for the first time for my mother and my husband. And they kind of went, tastes like grass. So I added stevia. And then they liked it. And that my mother, it's been 8 years and she hasn't went back on her high blood pressure medicine. So give those body immune boosting foods. And the immune system, it's just like getting a cut. I tell you, it'll go to work and it'll heal you.
You know what I love about this, and I love having Sarah on in the earlier segment and you now, you know, we have, you know, one of the things that this show is about is teaching people to really pay attention to their own bodies, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what Sarah gave you, so, you know, if you're not getting the results that you want, if you got tummy flab and you got that stuff going on, you know, it's up to you to really, it's a quest. Healing is a quest. It's part of our learning, our growing, our evolving. And so, you know, pay attention here. There's a lot of good tips going on in this show. I love what you're telling, Melissa. All right, if I want to do something fast, because this is what you're a genius at. Okay. Let's say I want to have a fast, quick meal, and, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I think a lot of people are like this. What do we use? What do we do?
Oh, my golly. Well, so put those right tools in. So here's the thing. I'm going to do this little experiment that really brings it all forward. We cook like our ancestors. Boil, steam, fry, microwave, cook in an oven, grill. The combination of high heat, water, oxidation, air, and light destroys 50 to 80% of the nutrition. Plus, then we're tied to the kitchen when we're cooking. So I love my Salad Master. I do. And I'm going to show you what makes us different. So I use this tool to shred things up. And go on, I'm doing a five-minute meal segment tonight with our Chamber of Commerce. And I'm gonna be throwing together like a lasagna prepped in under 5 minutes and you'll be eating it less than 15 minutes, right? So you can see my tool here is what I would use. It grates, slices, and dices. And so many people go, oh, but that's like a Cuisinart. No, show me a Cuisinart that cleans this easy and gives you this much variety. Right? And you get to be the motor, so you exercise. So you shred up your carrot if you eat it. The flavors, the minerals, the colors, the vitamins. Okay. So traditionally we cook, we boil, we steam, we fry, we got to add oil so things don't stick and burn. We're standing in the kitchen now stirring. So that's my first step is cooking. You can let go of some of the old techniques in the way that we teach. And I make it more about your wellness journey. So I'll share with you like what you eat, but I'll also work with you on how you prepare it. So you can take any kind of food and make a 3-hour meal in under 30 minutes in my world. Right? Moms working at home with kids, school, teaching.
I noticed a whole bunch of people loving that idea. Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, it's all about the nutrition. And I love what you said. You know, the vitamin is the color and the, what did you say? Say it again.
The vitamins are the color. Flavor is the mineral. So if you taste an apple organic, and a non-organic apple, you taste a sweeter taste in the organic. It's more nutritious, more dense.
Okay, so what's the smell?
So the smell is actually a good question. The smell is actually the good stuff cooking out of your food and feeding your ceiling. So when you dump, what you're smelling is all this nutrition, 50 to 80% just cooking off. Aroma, you do not want to smell your food cook. That means you're losing nutrition.
Interesting. Okay. So, and to do that, I know that, you know, we have the Salad Master pans, and I know, you know, this isn't a Salad Master commercial today, but I think that this is really important to know that there are a lot, you know, there are pots and pans that really make a difference in how nutrition stays in your food. So you want to talk about that?
Yep. So how nutrition stays in your food is, first of all, you get good, clean food, right? Organic, good, clean food. And then you cook it in a way that allows you to not use water, not cook above 200 degrees. I know raw food's different. And keep it in a sealed environment, kind of like a vitamin or a supplement can. So if your vitamins and supplements were outside, the oxidation is going to devalue, like an apple. So you want to cook it in a methodology that enables you to maintain the nutrition. Now, making it easy, right, is the key part. So when you cook, just being able to put it in there, a combination, and have it taste delicious with twice the flavor, I tell you, your kids are going to love it.
That's cool. You know, here's the question everybody has around food. So let me throw it out there. How do we get more energy using food? Like, what are the energetic foods that we should be eating? What are the ones we should stay away from?
Do you know, when you're out there and you were talking about, who I think your previous guest was talking about putting energy out there, your energy could be depleted by a different food than mine is. But typically, like fats, but I know people like keto. So I just say, listen to your body. If you eat something and your belly bloats up and you feel exhausted, that food does not like you and your body does not like that food. So it's not rocket science. It's all just listening to what's going on. If you're bloated on your inside and you eat spaghetti the night before, eliminate. I call it elimination. So eliminate some things. Go back, do a juice cleanse, right? And then start to add things back in slowly, and you'll be able to tell what works for your body, what doesn't work for your body.
I love that, man. Okay. That is so good. Well, listen, I want to bring, I got to wrap up our show today. I want to thank you, Melissa, for being here. And I want to bring Sarah back into the stream right now, too. Sarah, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a great show. I always like to end the show and ask you both a question and Sarah, I'm going to start with you. Sarah, what is your message to the world right now around health?
Oh, that the body wants to heal itself. You detox, you reset, and you rebuild, and you can get your health back and anti-age and become the best self that you imagine. No problem. And your body wants to get there.
I love that. Melissa, I'm going to ask you the same question. What's your message to the world around health today?
You know, food is medicine. We believe that everybody deserves ultimate health using food as medicine prepared in the right way. So really surround yourself with a community of people that are on that same path and journey, and you too can have the body you want, the energy you want, right? On all of the things, the health, the vibrancy, play with your grandkids simply by eating and choosing the right things that go in the mouth.
I love that, man. Well, listen, thank you both for being on the show. This is an incredible show, and I'd like to both have you both back. It was really good. And I think, you know, you're just a wealth of knowledge. So thank you again for being here. And I would like to thank all of you for tuning in. What a great show to pass on to individuals that are a little stuck in their thinking around health, around nutrition, to maybe open the mind up, open a conversation up around what's possible for the body. You know, I know for me personally, I set my intention. I didn't want to be one of these guys that just got thicker and thicker and thicker with age. I said, you know, I saw my parents go down that path. And I saw the health challenges they had, the arthritis they had, the autoimmune systems problems that they had, and eventually the cancers that they had and the health challenges with their hearts. So, you know, I saw that. I said, you know, we don't have to go down that path. It's just a matter of education. It's a matter of surrounding yourself, like Melissa said, with the right people. And if you do that, what happens is that you support one another to have vibrant health. So get yourself in a support group. Listen to the show. We're going to bring on a lot more guests that have information that you can use to change your mind, change what's possible, and change your life. Isn't that cool? I hope you'll stay tuned for that. Also, I want to remind everybody you can get my latest book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And it is daily strategies and essential wisdom to unlock your inner genius. And if you will use that book for the next 365 days, even every other day, what's going to happen? You're going to be able to reprogram your thinking, be able to make better choices, be able to have more success, wealth, and health in your life. Who would want that? Well, I hope you're saying I do. So you can see where it is on the screen, CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. Always interested in what you have to say, so please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and if you want to email me direct, viewer@voicesofcourage.com. www.kendifosterhere.us. Thanks so much for joining us. Till next week.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.